you will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about deciding to take up new interests. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
I've always been a keen swimmer, and that keeps me in good shape. So when I made my mind up to do badminton, it was far more about socializing than exercising, especially as I'd only recently moved to this part of town and I hardly knew anyone. I hadn't realized, though, just how competitive badminton can be, so much so that I've now been invited to take part in a local championship. I've got no chance of winning it or even coming close, and to be honest, I'm not really bothered about that. But it might be fun, so I think I'll give it a try.
Speaker 2.
I work part-time in a petrol station, which in some ways is quite a pleasant job. But last year, I found that I was increasingly getting into financial difficulties. So I began to study the way electronic devices work and how to repair them. I found that fascinating, and eventually I felt confident enough to place an online ad offering my services. I got loads of replies and I've now paid off nearly all my debts. I've thought of giving up my job at the petrol station, but I think I'd miss meeting different people every day if I worked entirely from home.
Speaker 3.
For years I'd been so scared of heights that some people used to make fun of me, so one day I decided to do something about it. Go rock climbing. Feeling that if I could do that I'd be able to do anything, I joined a local club. On my first day, I was surprised to find there were 2 other people who'd joined for the same reason, and we soon became friends. Together we got fitter and stronger and encouraged each other to keep going, until by the end of the year we felt unconcerned about tackling the most challenging of climbs.
Speaker 4.
I never imagined that going horse riding could be such good exercise until I'd spent a weekend trekking in the mountains with friends. That was something of a bonus, really, because what had initially attracted me to it was that it offered a contrast in every respect to my day job as a cab driver in a noisy, polluted city centre. And although it's certainly not the cheapest of activities, I find it so relaxing that I always feel it's worth every penny.
Speaker 5.
Gardening had always seemed to me as just a way of passing the time, of doing something completely different from office work, or perhaps even, for the really keen, of winning a prize for the largest homegrown vegetable. So it was only by chance that I became interested in it when the old lady next door asked me to look after her garden while she was away. On her return, she was so delighted by my efforts that I felt I'd done something really worthwhile, so I then offered to garden for other neighbors in their 80s and 90s. They sometimes offered me money, but I always refused to accept it.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
I've always been a keen swimmer, and that keeps me in good shape. So when I made my mind up to do badminton, it was far more about socializing than exercising, especially as I'd only recently moved to this part of town and I hardly knew anyone. I hadn't realized, though, just how competitive badminton can be, so much so that I've now been invited to take part in a local championship. I've got no chance of winning it or even coming close, and to be honest, I'm not really bothered about that. But it might be fun, so I think I'll give it a try.
Speaker 2.
I work part-time in a petrol station, which in some ways is quite a pleasant job. But last year, I found that I was increasingly getting into financial difficulties. So I began to study the way electronic devices work and how to repair them. I found that fascinating, and eventually I felt confident enough to place an online ad offering my services. I got loads of replies and I've now paid off nearly all my debts. I've thought of giving up my job at the petrol station, but I think I'd miss meeting different people every day if I worked entirely from home.
Speaker 3.
For years I'd been so scared of heights that some people used to make fun of me, so one day I decided to do something about it. Go rock climbing. Feeling that if I could do that I'd be able to do anything, I joined a local club. On my first day, I was surprised to find there were two other people who'd joined for the same reason, and we soon became friends. Together we got fitter and stronger and encouraged each other to keep going, until by the end of the year we felt unconcerned about tackling the most challenging of climbs.
Speaker 4.
I never imagined that going horse riding could be such good exercise until I'd spent a weekend trekking in the mountains with friends. That was something of a bonus, really, because what had initially attracted me to it was that it offered a contrast in every respect to my day job as a cab driver in a noisy, polluted city centre. And although it's certainly not the cheapest of activities, I find it so relaxing that I always feel it's worth every penny.
Speaker 5.
Gardening had always seemed to me as just a way of passing the time, of doing something completely different from office work, or perhaps even, for the really keen, of winning a prize for the largest homegrown vegetable. So it was only by chance that I became interested in it when the old lady next door asked me to look after her garden while she was away. On her return, she was so delighted by my efforts that I felt I'd done something really worthwhile, so I then offered to garden for other neighbors in their 80s and 90s. They sometimes offered me money, but I always refused to accept it.
That is the end of part 3.